我们的主，我们的神，我们的心赞美你，因为照着你奇妙的救法，借着耶稣基督在加略山的死，你为我们活路开通，哦，你为我们买来救赎，你为我们立了新约。但愿今天早晨借着圣灵的运行，借着你仆人传讲你大能的福音，哦，所有的话征服我们在座的每一位，所有我们已经相信的在这里重温你福音的大爱，所有还没有接受你做个人救主的，欢欢喜喜领受你为我们付出代价所立的新约。主耶稣，我们把早间这一点的时间让在你的手中，求你自己亲自加上祝福，求你征服每一位在座的。我们把你的仆人孙前牧师让在你的手中，哦，我们求你借着你仆人的话，像两刃的剑刺透每一个人的心肠，叫我们每一个人的天良因着你受死的爱都来转向你。谢谢我们的主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿门。
我们把下面的时间交给主的仆人孙牧师。
感谢主的恩典。
Thank the Lord's grace.
今天早上能够和主弟兄姊妹一起来敬拜神。
That I can worship with you together.
一起来分享我们在神里面得的恩典。
To share the grace that we have in God.
一起来思想神的话。
And to meditate upon the words of God.
希望借助这样子的时间。
And hope in this time,
我们每一个人都可以更认得我们的神，认得我们的主耶稣基督。
We can know our God, our Jesus Christ even more.
因为圣经里面曾经有这样一句话。
Because there is a passage in the Bible.
这是彼得在彼得二书写的。
It's in 2 Peter.
这是他的祷，他祷祷告。
This is his prayer.
他期待那时候的教会。
The church in that time,
因着弟兄姊妹更认得神和主耶稣基督，而加倍的得到神的恩典。
That they receive God's grace double fold because of their knowledge of the Lord and His grace is even more.
在英文新定本圣经里面
，and in the NIV version,
它不只是说刚刚姊妹说是 double fold。
In the English translation,
multiply.
It says multiply instead of just double.
Oh, 它是加倍的。
It's multiply.
啊，多少倍要加上去。
It's many times grace upon grace.
就好像我们在约翰福音第一章读到的。
Just like what we read in the John Gospel.
他说我们从主那里得的丰盛的恩典。
The abundant grace that we receive from the Lord.
不但得到丰盛的恩典，像刚刚我们诗歌你说。听的所唱的
not only we receive his grace abundantly,
我们罪得赦
that our sin is forgiven,
而且恩上加恩
but it's grace upon grace.
感谢主
and I thank the Lord.
主自己的话告诉我们他给我们有丰盛的恩典他愿意恩上加恩他愿意加倍的赐给我们
It's his own words. He said, I want to give you grace that's grace upon grace and multiplies.
但是他告诉我们了如何得到这样子加倍的恩典呢
If you want to receive grace upon grace,
就是因为我们认得神认得主耶稣基督
Then you have to know God, know Jesus Christ.
所以我期待我们每个弟兄姊妹无论我们读经无论我们交通无论我们唱诗我们不要忘掉这次敬拜神也是要更多的认得我们的神和我们的主耶稣基督
So we need to know whether we're singing psalms, we're reading Bibles, we're worshiping him. We gotta know these are not just worshiping, but it's a chance for us to know him even more.
有很多我们平常讲的话用的字我们讲多了有时候就忘掉或者不知道没有弄清楚这些话这些字真正的意思是什么
There are words or phrases we use so frequently to the point we forgot what it really means and the purpose of those words
我们来试试看
Let's try this.
我这么讲是什么意思？
Let's try one phrase.
请这位弟兄把刚刚那首诗歌再给我们打一下，可以吗？
Can you show us the hymn?
让我们来看一下，我讲这个话到底有道理没有道理？
To see if what I just shared with you was correct.
是不是我们基督徒很多时候我们用的一些字眼、词汇，我们用的是很多，但是我们并不是真正知道、真正清楚。每当我们用这些词汇字眼的时候，到底这些字眼词汇是什么？
You know, we use these words all the time, but let's check out if we really know what we're saying. You know, it's on the program sheet too. 在我们的节目单背后，歌词都在上面。
哦，歌词在后面。
Yeah.
请各位看一下刚刚我们所唱的这首诗。我们看到这里面有一些词汇，我们举例子讲。这里中文的第二行，他讲为我赎罪。
It says, "Twas on the cross he bled for me."
为我赎罪。
Purchase there my pardon free.
啊，赎罪，英文讲 purchase 是买，也就是说我们的主付了一个代价。
It says he paid a price to purchase us.
赎为罪的原因赎我们。
For that sake, he redeemed us.
那么我请问各位弟兄姊妹，他这个代价是付给谁呢？
So,
他买是向谁去买呢？
So to whom he paid the price and from whom he purchased?
大家很快想一下，你有没有答案？
Think about it. Do you have an answer? To whom he paid the price, from whom he purchased?
有的人说这是问魔鬼去买回来。
And some may say from devil.
绝对不是。
It is not.
有的人说是向罪买回来。
They say to purchase from sins.
也不是。
No, it is not.
那么是向谁买回来？
So from who do we purchase? He purchased us.
啊，向神买回来。
From God he purchased us.
不是完全对。
It's not 100% correct either.
那么正确的答案呢，应该是向神所设的律法。
The correct answer is to purchase.
向神跟以色列人所定的那个旧约的咒诅买回来。
To redeem us from the curse, from the covenant of the Old Testament.
请大家翻到加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
你翻到加拉太书，我们看加拉太书第三章
Chapter 3
第十三节
Verses
十三节
13
让我们一起来读这个第十三节好不好
Galatians Chapter 3 Verses 13
我们一起读
Let's read it together
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离，下面是什么？律法的咒诅。啊，赎我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Here says Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
律法是谁定的？
So who ordained the law?
律法是神定的。
God established the law.
律法是神跟什么人定的？
With who God made the covenant?
律法是神跟以色列人定的。
With Israelites, he had the deal.
好，我们再来看最后一行。
The last line of this hymn.
买来赦免，立了新约。
Purchase there my pardon free.
英文的跟中文意思不完全一样，英文里面没有新约这两个字。
And in the original, in the version, English version here, there's no word covenant.
所以中文里面讲新约。
But the Chinese translation talk about the new covenant.
所以我再请问各位弟兄姊妹，你知道新约是什么吗？
Do you know what the new covenant is?
是不是也可以很快给我个答案？
Can you tell me?
很多的人都说新约是圣经的一半，后半部是叫做新约。
A lot of people said, you know, the second half of the Bible is the New Testament.
所以圣经有两部分，有人说有新约是一部分，旧约是一部分。
So there are two parts of the, in the Bible, New and Old Testament.
那么这样说对不对呢？
Is that correct saying?
对不对？这样说不是完全对。
It's not completely correct.
圣经有两部分。
Yes, they are two parts in the Bible.
前面一部分是旧约圣经。
First part is the Old Testament Bible.
旧约圣经里面有旧约。
And there's Old Covenant in that part.
但是旧约并不是旧约圣经。
But Old Testament is not Old Bible.
新约，旧圣经里面有新约，但是新约圣经并不是只有新约。
And new, the Bible has a new covenant, but the New Testament itself is not the complete Bible either.
那么英文讲到新约旧约更有意思了。
And the English translation is even more interesting.
在英文里面我们的新旧约这个约是他用什么字呢
And what word did they use when they talk about this covenant?
他是用 testament.
And in the Bible says New Testament or Old Testament.
那么各位你要是平常用英文圣经的
If you are used to reading English Bible,
我相信你一定很熟悉讲 Old Testament.
You will always say Old Testament and New Testament.
那我要问你这个 testament 是什么意思
So what does the word mean, testament?
是什么意思
What does the word testament mean?
啊，很多人一听到我讲
We talk about this word all the time, but what does it mean?
但是都忘掉了 testament 是什么意思
What does testament mean?
有的人说 testament 是证词，但是不对，证词是 testimony。
It is not testimony.
是 testament.
It is testament.
Testament 是什么意思呢
What does the word testament mean?
我们中文讲新约。
We say new covenant in Chinese.
大家很清楚。
People understand the word covenant very clearly.
就是两兆或者超过两兆以上的人大家所缔定的一个合约。
It's like an agreement executed between two or more parties.
但是英文是讲 newTestament.
However, when we talk about the Bible, we say New Testament.
The testament 的意思是遗嘱
which means a will. Testament means a will.
啊，那很稀奇了。
Isn't that amazing?
那么为什么英文讲是新遗嘱的圣经
So why do we say this is a new will Bible?
啊，中文讲是新约的圣经
And in Chinese, we say this is a new covenant.
新约的圣经大家很清楚。
We all know about the New Testament.
是什么意思
？We know the New Covenant, what it means.
一个新的合同， it's, 新的约。
It's a new agreement.
而英文怎么讲 ？New Testament.
But why does
新的 will 一个新的遗嘱呢
？But why do people say this is a New Testament, which means a new will?
我们常常讲新约。
We say New Testament all the time.
那么我再请问新约到底是什么
And Chinese version said New Covenant, but what does that mean?
我不是讲新约圣经是什么 我想请问新约是什么
I'm not asking you what New Testament is. We say, I'm asking you what a New Covenant means.
刚刚有人说因信称义
Some people answer by saying justified by faith.
不是完全对。
It's not completely correct.
那我们今天就要来思想。
So today, let's give a thought.
我们今天要明白。
We want to understand.
新约到底是什么
？What is New Testament or New Covenant is about?
在新约圣经里面。
In the New Testament.
有提到新约。
It talk about this New Covenant.
请大家翻到希伯来书。
Why don't we turn to Hebrews?
希伯来书第八章。
Chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章
Hebrews chapter 8.
让我们一起来读
Let's read it together.
我们从第十节开始读起
Verses 10.
希伯来书第八章
Chapter 8 verse 10.
让我们一起读
Let's read them together.
主又说那些日子以后我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样我要将我的律法放在他们里面 写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪孽。这里讲到神和以色列家要立一个新的约。
Here it talks about a new covenant will be made between God and the house of Israel.
今天我们就要来了解。
And we want to understand this new covenant today.
神这个和我们所定的约里面，到底神答应了我们什么事？
What does this covenant encompass, and what has God promised?
事实上，神要和我们。我现在讲我们，你会发现我讲话可能讲错了。明明刚刚我们讲的是以色列人嘛。
You say, hey, you're wrong. The agreement is between God and Israel.
那么怎么现在我在说和我们立这个新约呢？
But why do you say it's a covenant between God and us?
我们等一下要来解释这一点。
And I will explain that to you later.
那这个新约在旧约时代，在主来到地上550年以上，差不多五百六七十年的时候，神已经借着先知耶利米告诉以色列人，有一天我要跟你们定一个新的约。
Actually, about 570 years prior to the birth of Jesus Christ, through a prophet, his name is Jeremiah, God already revealed the fact that one day I will make a new covenant with you.
讲到新约，当然是一定有另外一个约，是旧约才有新约。
For him to say make a new covenant, that means you must have a prior covenant, which is the old covenant.
那旧约是什么呢？
So what was the old covenant?
各位，你了解旧约是什么吗？
Do you know what the old covenant was?
我现在不是问你旧约圣经是什么。
I'm not.
旧约圣经我们大家都拿在手里，我们知道。我问你旧约是什么？
What was the old covenant?
有的人说十诫，有的人说律法。
Some say Ten Commandments, some say Moses' laws.
十诫是律法的一部分。
Ten Commandments was just part of the old laws.
神借着摩西和以色列所定的律法。
The law got made with Israel through Moses.
叫做旧约。
That's the old covenant.
为什么这个律法叫做旧约呢？
So why were those laws called the old covenant?
因为神借着摩西告诉以色列人他对这些人的要求。
Because those laws were the requirement that God has for Israel through Moses God told them.
但是他也有一个条件。
And there is a condition.
这个条件告诉以色列人说，你们若遵行这个律法，我就祝福你们；你们若不遵行这个律法，我就要处分你们，你们就要受到咒诅。
The general principle was in the old covenant that if you abide by or you observe my commandments, I will bless you. But if you don't, I will curse you.
所以这个约里面有应许，
so,
有条件。
There's a condition, there's a promise in the old test, in the old covenant.
所以这就是旧约。这成了一个约。
And that was the old covenant.
当以色列人还在旧约这个架构下过日子的时候，神跟以色列人，神跟人的交往记载在圣经里面，我们就叫做这个是旧约。这个约下面神跟人交往的记载叫做旧约圣经。
And the Old Testament, it's a record which keeps all the interaction in history between God and His people under the structure of the Old Covenant.
刚刚我说了，当以色列人正在尽各种的方法想来遵行神跟他们定的旧约的时候，神却告诉他们说，有一天，有一天我要跟你们立一个新约。
And even during that era, when they were still living under the old covenant, God told them through prophet Jeremiah that one day I'm going to make a new covenant with you.
因为你们没有办法遵行，你们现在尽各种力量想遵行的旧约，所以我要给你们立一个新约。
No matter how hard you try, no one can fully comply my requirements under the old covenant. Therefore, one day, I will make a new covenant with you.
以赛亚，耶利米
Jeremiah,
他就把神给他的启示，新约的内容写在耶利米书第31章里面。
Therefore, this prophet Jeremiah recorded the revelation that God gave to him in the book of Jeremiah.
在新约圣经里面，我们刚刚读的希伯来书第8章，他又重复了耶利米在旧约圣经里面，第31章所讲的神将要跟以色列人所立的新约。
And the passage we just read in the book of Hebrews about when they will make a new covenant, that was a direct quote from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31.
同时神也告诉他们说，什么原因我要给你们立一个这样。
And God also explained to them the reason why he need to make a new covenant with them.
因为你们不能够遵行我跟你们所立的。
Because God knew they could not comply.
我们称之为旧约。
The old covenant.
那么神立旧约是和以色列人立的。
So God made the deal in the old covenant with Israelites.
借着耶利米向以色列人所启示的，所应许的，将来有一天要他和以色列人立新约。
And also through prophet Jeremiah, God revealed to them, one day I will make a new covenant with Israelites.
他没有讲什么日子。
He didn't say when this new covenant will be made.
他只说那些日子以后。
He just said after that time.
那么以色列人经过几百年过去了，他们也不知道神什么时候要跟他们立这个新约。
And neither the Israelites really know exactly when God will make the new covenant with them. And hundreds of years have passed since that prophecy.
然而，在主在地上最后一晚上和他门徒一起的时候，他们在用逾越节的晚餐。
Until the very last night before Jesus was crucified, he had last supper with his beloved disciples and followers.
在晚餐结束的时候，
at the end of the supper,
主突然站起来，
Jesus stood up.
他讲了几句话，
and he said the following words.
让我们看他讲的话。
Let's see what Jesus said.
请你翻到路加福音。
If you can turn to Luke, Chapter 22.
我们一起看，从第十三节看起。
Let's read from verse 13.
第十三节的下半节。
Second half of that verse.
这里讲耶稣的门徒就预备了逾越节的宴席。
Here his disciples prepared the Passover.
十四节，时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他们同坐。
When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table.
耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害之先和你们吃这个逾越节的宴席。
And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
第十九节。
And let's go to verse 19.
又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，递给他们说。
And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them.
这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
And says, in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.
在马太福音里面记载同一件事情，它里面还多了一句话，使你们的罪得赦。
And so that your sin can be forgiven. There's one more sentence in the translation in the book of Matthew when talk about the same incidents.
这就是刚刚我们大家博饼以前我们所唱的诗歌。
And this was the song we sang during the breaking of bread earlier today.
在诗歌里面所表达的意思。
And that's the meaning of the song.
所以当那天晚上在逾越节最后一个耶稣所过逾越节吃逾越节晚餐的时候，他突然说了这几句话。
And Jesus said all this suddenly right after the supper on Passover.
这几句话有多大的意义呢？
And what is the significance of these sayings?
我们大家在一起照着他的话做，我们擘饼来纪念他。
We do this to remember him as what he has commanded.
就是因为那天晚上他吩咐了他的门徒这样做。
And because that was his instruction to his disciples the very last night. That's why we're doing breaking of bread here.
耶利米先知预言神要给以色列人所定的新约，几百年来无声无息。
And the prophecy that Jeremiah had about the new covenant between God and his people did not happen for hundreds of years after his prophecy.
在那天晚上，主突然把这个新约提出来。
Until that very night, Jesus mentioned that new covenant.
所以新约里面所说的在那日子以后突然就发生了。
And Bible says after that time, indeed, after a long period of time, that new covenant occurred.
而且主说这是用我血所立的新约。
And here Jesus said this new covenant was made with his own blood.
所以突然沉默了四百多年，新约突然被立起来。
So suddenly, after a silence for over 400-500 years, the new covenant was made.
那么这个新约是和谁立的呢？
So with who was this new covenant made?
在耶利米的预言里面是说和以色列家立这个新约。
In the book of Jeremiah, it says, I will make this new covenant with the house of Israel.
但是在耶稣他给他的门徒的吩咐里面，
But in the words of Jesus Christ himself to his disciples,
他吩咐他们，你们要去传福音给万民听。
Jesus said, preach gospel to the nations.
圣经里面说，神爱我们，将他的独生子赐给我们。
Bible says God loves us and he gave us one.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He gave his one and only son, so those who believe in him, all those who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
所以突然我们明白了。
So then we realize,
耶利米所预言的神要和以色列家所定的新约成立了，而且这个约不但是和以色列人定，而且也是和所有信耶稣的人定。
We suddenly realize, you know, the new covenant prophesied in the book of Jeremiah occurred now after hundreds of years, and not only just for and with the house of Israel, but with those who believe.
而且在新约圣经里面也告诉我们，神的旨意就是凡是有和亚伯拉罕一样因信称义的人，就能够享受和亚伯拉罕子孙同样的福分。
And Bible clearly told us the children of Abraham are those who act like Abraham by faith. They are called the children of God.
所以我们现在了解了。
So we understand now.
啊，有一个新约。
There is a new covenant.
它不但是和以色列人定的。
It's not just made with the house of Israel.
它也是和所有信耶稣的人定的。
But it's a covenant for all those who believe in Jesus Christ.
而且是在那天晚上，主耶稣被卖的前一夜，主耶稣讲明了，当他为我们流血，刚刚我们所唱的诗歌，为我们舍命的时候，这个约就开始。
And it was clearly said by Jesus himself that this new covenant was made in his own blood.
所以今天我们在座的人，你若是相信耶稣的福音的，你若是基督徒，你就在这个约里面有份。换句话说，你跟神，神跟你就定了这个约。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, then you are in this covenant between God and Jesus Christ.
啊，各位， 当你晓得你跟什么人签约的时候，你是不是需要很清楚地知道你到底和这个人订的约内容是什么？
And so when you make a covenant with somebody, when you sign a contract, don't you want to know what exactly is in the contract and with whom you are making this contract?
假设你去找一个律师替你为某些事情订约。
If you go to an attorney who says, help me to set up this agreement.
那个律师会告诉你这个约的大意是什么。
And your attorney is supposed to explain to you what is in this contract or agreement.
但是律师一定会给你一句话。
And the attorney will advise you,
你自己需要去 read the contract, read the fine print.
I can tell you what this is about, but you are responsible to read all the fine prints.
所以我们既然知道，我们基督徒既然知道，我们做基督徒的是跟神立了这样子一个约。
So we Christians, we know we made a contract with God.
神和我们立了这样一个约。
And God made a contract with us.
那这个约的内容到底是什么？
So what is in this contract, this covenant?
所以让我们来看一下。
Let's read the Bible.
各位看我们节目单上印出来的耶利米书31章。这约的内容。
It's been printed out for you on the program sheet, Jeremiah chapter 31.
假使你念英文圣经，
If you read the English version,
可不可以请哪一位弟兄哪一位姊妹你念英文圣经的替我们大家念一下。
Can we have a volunteer to read the English version out loud? Raymond.
你可以念耶利米书31章，你也可以念希伯来书第八章。
You can choose to read Jeremiah 31, 33, and 34, or Hebrew chapter 8, verses 10.
请你念这个约的最后一句话，就是希伯来书里面是第12节。
Okay, can you read Hebrew chapter 8, verse 12?
Thank you. Could you repeat again?刚刚这位弟兄念的英文这个约的最后一句话，也就第十四节，它开始有一个字 for。
Here it says for，
我们中文没有把这个 for 翻出来。
And it's not in the Chinese version.
For 是什么意思？
What does the word for mean?
For 是因为。
Means because.
它上面讲了约的内容。
It talk about prior to this verse was the contents of the covenant.
神说我要和你们立一个约，这内容是如此，能够立这样子的约，能够有这样内容，因为
prior to this verse, God described what the contents of the covenant will be, and after saying all those contents, God said, I can say all this because in verse 12.
因为我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪孽。
Because I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
所以我们读这个新约的时候，我们要先看这句话。
So we need to see this verse before we read the contents of the covenant.
因为有了这句话，神才可以替我们做上面的事情。
Because with this verse, then God could do what was prior to this verse.
现在我们要想一想。
So let's think about this.
神为什么要和我们人立约？
Why did God make covenant with us?
各位想一想，我们跟人之间，为什么我们要立约？为什么我们要订约？为什么要订合同
？Why would you have a contract or execute an agreement with anybody else？
神在圣经里面给我们很多的应许。
God has given us a lot of promises in the Bible.
我们知道神讲话算话，神不能够说谎。
And God does not lie, and He always keep His words.
所以他给我们应许的时候，那个应许就跟约一样的可靠。
So when God promises something, it's as good as an agreement.
那么为什么神对有一些应许他要用约来跟人定呢？
And why did God have to have an agreement with man about his promises?
在圣经里面，圣经里面告诉我们，神为什么要跟人立约，也就是说神为什么要启示，把他的应许告诉人。
Bible explains to us why did God want to reveal himself to us or make covenant with people.
请你翻到希伯来书第六章。
If you turn to Hebrews chapter 6,
第十七节。
Verse 17.
这里圣经告诉我们，神为什么对他有的应许，神要用启示的方式，神要用立约的方式，而不是只是单单说话告诉我。
Now here explain why when God promised something, he not only just say it, he also want to make a deal with people, he even swear by it.
希伯来书第六章十七节告诉我们，神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。
Here says because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath.
因为他格外的要显出他这个应许是不绝不会更改的。
In order to make it clear to them the unchanging natures of his promises.
大家记得神和亚伯拉罕也有立约。
Remember, God had agreement with Abraham.
神那时候为什么要和亚伯拉罕立这个约呢？
Why did God make agreement with him?
他已经告诉亚伯拉罕了。
After all, he already told him so.
我要祝福你的子子孙孙。
He said, I will bless you and your descendants.
你的子子孙孙要得到这块迦南地为产业。
And your descendants will inherit this beautiful land of Canaan.
但是亚伯拉罕的信心不太够。
However, Abraham was not that strong in his faith.
神虽然这样子告诉他了。
So even God promised it.
他还是跟神说，神啊，我怎么知道我的确可以得到这些东西。
He still questioned, says, God, how do I know for sure I will have these promises?
神说，好，那我们就来立一个约。
Therefore, God says, okay, let's make a deal.
而且用这样这样的方式来立约。
And through this and that, God made an agreement with him.
所以神用立约的方式来告诉我们他的应许，但是要向我们表示，让我们信心小的人能够觉得这个应许太大了，我怎么能够相信呢？所以神说，我来跟你立一个约，让你绝对可以相信。
Therefore, God tried to strengthen our confidence or faith in Him by making covenants with us so that He can make the unchanging nature of His promises very, very sure.
好，现在我们来看看神跟凡信耶稣基督福音的人所立的约的任务。
So let's see what kind of content is in His covenant with those who believe in Jesus Christ and His gospel.
这个约是这样讲。
The covenant is like this.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。
It's in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, says, This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, and I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts.
哦，在旧约时代，神和以色列人所定的约，我们称呼它为旧约，那个是刻在石板上开始的。
Do you realize that the covenant God had with Israelites in the Old Testament time were marked and carved on a tablet of stone?
神给他们以色列所定的律法，约的内容不但有十诫，事实上一共有613条。
Actually, there are 613 requirements in the laws through Moses, more than just 10 commandments.
613条里面有365条是你不能做什么。不能做什么。
And 365 of the 613 requirements were like, do not do this, do not do that.
有248条说你要做这些，要做那些。
And 248 of those says, you have to do this and you have to do that.
以色列人没有办法靠这些外来的规定，外来的律法 来遵行。
And Israelites failed to comply with all of them through their outward action.
神也知道他们没有办法遵行。
And God knew clearly that they could not comply. 所以
同时给了他们一套献祭赎罪的方法。
Therefore, he set up a whole ritual for them to be able to offer sacrifices for their failures and sins.
他们每当犯罪以后，或者一年一度赎罪日的时候，他们就要到圣殿去献祭。
After they sin, or every year, they will go to the temple to offer sin offerings.
我们圣经里面讲赎罪。
And when we talk about redeem your sin,
事实上，旧约时代那个赎罪，那个希伯来文。并不是赎罪的意思，它是遮盖罪的意思。
Which means in Hebrews means to cover your sin.
动物的血没有办法赎罪。
Because the blood of animals cannot redeem us.
动物的血只能暂时遮盖以色列人所犯的罪。
It can only temporarily cover the sin of Israelites.
以至于靠了这个献祭的制度，神可以维持人跟他的交往。
Through the system of offering periodic sacrifices, God was able to make reconciliation with people and have interaction with them.
因为神是圣洁的，他不能不痛恶罪。
Because God is holy and he hates sins.
神也是绝对公义的，他不能不审判犯罪的人。
And because he's absolutely righteous, so he has to judge sin.
所以在那个旧约之下，神必须要给他们一个赎罪的制度。
Therefore, under the structure of the old covenant, God has to set aside a system of sacrifice offering.
但是我们刚刚讲的新约，新约在说怎么说呢
？But when we come to the new covenant, what does it say?
不再是外面的律法。
That's no longer law. That's outward.
神说我要将我的律法放在他们里面。写在他们心上。
In Hebrew chapter 8, God says, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts.
那么我想我们每个人都会稀奇，他如何把他给我的要求放在我里面，写在我心上。
Don't we find that amazing? How does God put his laws on my minds and write them in my heart?
这时候我们就要看一下另外一段旧约的圣经，也是和耶利米差不多同时的另外一位先知以西结他所讲的。
And then we need to refer to another passage in the book Ezekiel by a prophet Ezekiel.
请各位看我们节目单里面，或者翻圣经到以西结书第36章。
It's in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. It's printed out on the program sheet for you.
我们要从后面先看27节。
Let's read chapter 27 first. I mean, chapter 36, verse 27 first.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
So I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
26节。
And verse 26,
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
从以西结所得到神的启示。
So this is the revelation God gave to Ezekiel.
我们就明白耶利米所讲的新约，原来神是要这样子做，才可以把他的律法放在我们里面，写在我们心上。
Then we realize, oh, this is how God is gonna realize, carry out what He promised through Jeremy.
原来神是要把他的灵放在我们里面。
Because God will put His own spirit in us.
借助他的灵，告诉我们。人的灵，他的律法，他的要求。
So his spirit that lives inside of us will talk to us and instruct us things regarding his law.
而且他要改变我们的心，不再是一个石头心，要成为一个柔软的肉心， 这样子我们就可以明白神的灵告诉我们灵的启示。
And also he will remove our heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh, which is soft and gentle, which can hear the word of the Holy Spirit.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，你看到这个新约。
So you read this New Testament.
你就了解啊，原来在新约圣经里面跟我们讲，我们基督徒是圣灵的殿，圣灵要住在我们里面。
Then you realize, oh, you know, this new covenant makes sense because in the New Testament, God says we are His holy temple and God's Spirit will dwell inside of us.
圣灵要和我们的灵合为一灵。
And the Holy Spirit will unite with our spirit into one.
同时，新约圣经也告诉我们，每一个基督徒，我们要心意更新而变化，就可以知道神纯全、善良、可喜的旨意。
And that's why it says you have to renew your mind so that you can realize what is God's good and perfect purpose.
各位弟兄姊妹，你现在能了解一下神的作为吗？
Do you have a better understanding of what God has done?
在新约里面，我们看到神那么多对我们的吩咐也好，他的应许也好，他都是根据这个所定的新约所做的。
And all the promises, the abundance that God intends to give it to us is all based upon this new covenant He made with us.
下面一句，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And here says, I will be their God and they will be my people.
哦，我们英文里面讲 ，they will be my people， 他们要我做我的民。我们中文里面写了一个子民，我觉得这个子很好。他们不单是他的民，而且是他的儿女。
And the Chinese translation is even better. It says, I will be their God and they will be my sons and people.
为什么我们人可以成为神的儿女呢？
How can we be called the children of God?
这就是刚刚我们讲的。因为他把他的灵放在我们里面。
Because he has put his own spirit in our spirit.
啊，各位，我们中国人说我们是父母的骨肉。
We say we are the flesh of my parents.
啊，不但是我们这个身体是从他们来的。
Not only we got our body from our parents.
而且我们里面有一个人的灵，也是借着他们那个灵给我们。
And there's deep within there's a spirit that's from my parents too.
所以我们是父母的儿女。
So we are, I am my parents' child.
同样的。在这个新约里面，神答应，神应许，他要把他的灵放在这些和他立约的人里面，所以和他立约的人就成了神的儿女。
And in the same way, God said, "I will put in those who believe in Him, made a new covenant with Me, a new heart and a new spirit. Therefore, these people become His children."
神说，我要做他们的神。
He said, I will be their God.
他们要做我的子民。
And they will be my people.
哦，我的。
Mine.
我的是什么意思？
What does it mean by mine?
是表示我有这个所有权。
Means I own them.
啊，我们把神，我们可以有神。
We can have God.
神可以为我所有。
And I can own God.
这是新约的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
我们也是他承认的，为他所有。
He acknowledged that we belong to him.
一两个星期以前，日本人抓了我们中国一条钓鱼船。
And about 2 weeks ago, Japanese captivated a fishing trip, ship of China.
很有意思。在钓鱼台附近抓了中国人的钓鱼船。
Captivated a fishing boat right by 钓鱼台。It's like, in Chinese translate means like a station that, a fishing station.
我们中国政府这么说。
And our Chinese government said this.
这个是，这些人是我们中国人。
And these fishermen are Chinese.
他们的船是我们中国人所有的船。
And the ship belong to Chinese.
你冒犯了我们。
You have offended us.
同样的，我们今天是属于神的儿女。
In the same way, we,
他的子民。
We are God's people, we are His children.
啊，任何人，任何黑暗的势力冒犯我们，神说他是属于我的。
any evil force try to invade us or offend us, God will say, these are my people.
反过来说，我们说神是我的神。
On the other hand, we can say, God is my God.
在座各位，我们很多都是，我想大部分都是 naturalized American citizen.
A lot of you are naturalized American citizen, 移民的。
都移民的，成为美国公民。当你到国外去旅行的时候，你拿了一本护照。
When you tour overseas, you will hold a passport.
这个护照就告诉说所有你去的国家。
Which tells all the countries that you visit.
美国是我的国家。
That United States is my country.
你冒犯我，你就是冒犯美国。
If you offend me, you are offending my country.
这个护照是告诉所有你去的国家，美国。在这里宣告我是属于他的。
And the passport is telling whoever sees it says the United States government is declaring that I am American citizen.
不合法的冒犯我，你就是冒犯了我所属的美国。
And if you illegally offend me, then you are offending my country, United States.
我们再往下看。
Let's read on.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说。你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Verse 8, chapter 8, verse 11, Hebrew says, No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest.
在这一节圣经里面有两个认识。
Here, the word know appeared twice, two kinds of knowing.
我们中文圣经讲认识，两个地方都是讲认识。
And,In Chinese version, both places says knowing, know.
就像在英文圣经里面，两个地方都是用 know.
And in English version, we use the same word know twice.
但是事实上，在原来写新约圣经的希伯来文里面，这两个认识是不一样的意思。
Yeah, in the original context in Hebrews, there were two kinds of knowing here.
第一个认识是讲知识的认识，知识的知道是一个。客观的知道。
The first know was an intellect knowing, it's objective.
第二个认识是一个经验上的知道，经验上的认识是一个主观的认识。
And the second knowing, actually is knowing from your own experience, is more subjective.
上面我们读到，因为主把他的灵，因为神把他的灵放在我们的灵里面。因为神更新我们的心，让我们明白他的带领，明白他的律法。
Because God has put His Spirit in our spirit, He renewed our spirit and our mind so that we can understand how He guides us. He guides us.
所以我们可以从我们的里面来认得这位神。
So we can come to know Him from within at a personal level.
刚刚我讲过，认得神。是我们得到神加倍的恩典，恩上加恩的一条路。
And as I stated in the very beginning of the message, that knowing God is the way that we can experience His grace upon grace.
而神在新约里面告诉我每一个和他立约的人说，我要使他们认识我。
And God says to those who believe in Him in the time of New Testament that I will teach them, they will know me.
刚刚所讲的，神所应许和他立约的人，神借着约来强调他所做的事，他一定要做成。
Through covenant, God just assured those who with covenant with him that he will surely keep his words. He will do what he has promised.
我们复习一下，神借着约答应我们他必要做的事是什么。
Let's review. What are the things that God promised he will definitely do through the covenant?
借着他的灵在我们里面和我们的灵合在一起。
That he will put his spirit in our spirit and the two will become one.
借着他要改变我们的心。
And then he will change our heart, replace it.
我们可以知道神给我们的带领。
So that we can be sensitive and we can know his guidance.
就各位弟兄姊妹们，这是神的约里面告诉我们。
And this is the content of his covenant.
常常有人说，我不知道神怎么样子 带领我。
A lot of times people say, you know, I don't know how God's guiding me.
我不知道这件事上神的旨意是。
And I don't know the purpose of God on this particular thing.
我就建议你拿着圣经
And my recommendation is to bring the Bible to the Lord.
你说神啊，你的话是这样说，你的约是这样子定的，为什么我还没有经历到呢？
He said, God, you promise right here, Hebrew 8, chapter, verse 10. How come I still don't understand your guidance now?
我们只有两个选择。
We only have two choices.
一个选择我们说神，你没有做到你答应的事情，你说谎了。
One choice is that, God, you lied. You didn't keep your words.
那还有一个选择就是说神啊，你告诉我是什么东西拦阻了我明白你的带领。
Another choice is, Lord, show me what is blocking me from understanding your guidance.
第二个，刚刚我们读神给我们的应许，他要做我们的神，我们是属于他的，是他的儿女，是他的民。
And the second part of this covenant is that we will be his children and he will be our God.
第三个，神答应我们，我们每一个人从小的到大的都必从里面从我们的经历里面认得他。
And the third part of his covenant is that from the least to the greatest, everyone will know him from within in their spirit.
根据新约圣经在其他地方告诉我们彼得所说的因着我们都能够认得他我们就可以领受加倍的恩典。
And in 2 Peter, he talked about because of our knowledge about him, we can receive his grace multiply.
神能够和我们立约，答应我们，他必要做成这些事情，是因为第十四节讲的，因为我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪孽。
And all because, as it said in chapter 8, verse 12 says, For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
所以神若要赐给我们刚刚他所答应我们在条件里面所说的第一步他就要做这件事情他要宽恕我们的不义不再纪念我们的罪恶。
In order for God to keep his promises as stated in chapter 8, verse 10 and 11, First thing he has to do is to forgive our wickedness and remember our sins no more.
那神怎么样做这件事情呢？
And how does God fulfill that?
我们刚刚讲过，神是圣洁的，他痛恶罪。
God is holy and he hates sins.
刚我讲过，神是公义的，因为他痛恶罪，他又是公义的，他不能不审判罪人。
And because he's all righteousness and he's holy, so he has to judge sins.
我们也讲过，没有一个人可以遵行神在旧约里面所定的律法。
And no one can keep the commandments he has in the old covenant.
那么神怎么样能完成，怎么样能做到他在约里面所答应的事呢？
So how can God keep his promise as he stated here in the new covenant.
我假使欠这位姊妹十块钱。
If this gentleman owes me $10.
谁能够帮我付这十块钱给这位姊妹呢？
Who is able to pay me off?
我可以找南弟兄。
I can ask Brother Jerry.
南弟兄，你帮我付十块钱给这位姊妹，好不好？
Jerry, would you please give to Michelle $10?
我可以这样做。
He can do that.
南弟兄也许也会答应。
And maybe Jerry will agree to that request.
但是这个对南弟兄不公平。
But it's not fair to Brother Jerry.
那我又没有钱还他。
But the problem is that he doesn't have any money to pay me off.
那怎么办呢？
So what can he do?
唯一的办法。
Only way is.
就是这位姊妹跟我说。
Is that if I say.
孙弟兄。
Brother son.
不必还我这十块钱。
You don't have to pay me back.
我自己来承担你欠我十块钱的后果。
I will take care of the consequence of your debt.
我自己牺牲十块钱。
And I would just let go and forfeit $10.
所以神看重世上的人。
And God loves people in this world.
每一个人或多或少都做了不满神要求的事情。
More or less, we have come short of God's commitment.
换句话说，每一个人在神眼睛都是罪人。
In other words, that everyone has sinned in the eyes of God.
根据他的公义，他不能不审判我。
According to his righteousness nature, he cannot not to judge us.
他不能不审判你。
He has to judge us.
但是我们一受到审判，我们就下地狱去。
But the consequence of judgment is going to hell, to perish.
那谁能替我们承担这个审判呢？
And who can carry or take that judgment from us?
天使不能够。
Angels cannot come to take our place.
对天使不公平。
Because that won't be fair to the angels.
任何一个人也不能够。
And neither can anybody do that.
因为不但对他不公平，而且他自己也有这个问题。
Not only was not fair to that person, but that person himself or herself has to face their own sin.
所以神就只有唯一的方法，没有第二个方法。
So there's only one way and there's no other way for God.
做刚刚我比喻这位姊妹所做的事情。
And he did exactly what my illustration was like.
他说我来承担你犯罪，你是个罪人，该受刑罚的结果。
He said, I will come and receive the punishment that you deserve.
他是神。
Because he's God.
神是个灵。
He is a spirit.
他能怎么能够来承担我这个人该受的刑罚呢？
How can God the Spirit come to receive me, a flesh, a person supposed to receive?
所以他就自己来到地上成为一个人。
So God himself became a man.
只有成为一个人，他可以来代替人受审判。
Only when he became a man, he could take over the judgment that's supposed to be falling upon man.
只有在这个人的身体里面，他可以呢代替人受刑罚。
And through the body of a man, he received the punishment of our sins.
于是他来了。
So Jesus came.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
也是神自己。
God himself as well.
来到地上成为一个人。
He came into the world as a person.
为本来该受刑罚、该受审判的人来承担该受的刑罚。
To receive the punishment that's supposed to be received by sinners.
2000年以前，这位由神成为人的这位人，名字叫做耶稣。
And this person from God and became a man, his name was Jesus.
他在地上活了30几年的时间，从来没有做过一件违反神旨意的事情。
And he lived on earth for over 30 years and he never did a single thing that offended or against God's will.
所以这个人耶稣他一点罪都没有。
So he, Jesus, was without sin.
然而他为了人的罪。
But for the sin of the whole world,
刚刚我们唱的诗歌，为我们受侮辱、屈辱。为我们流血，为我们钉死在十字架上。
And like the hymn we sang earlier, he was insulted and he shed his blood and he was crucified for our sake.
有的人说他一个人死了。
And some may say, oh, he was just one person.
我们世界上有几亿人。
But there are billions of people in the population.
有多少亿、几十亿都是。
And throughout generation, there are over trillions of sinners.
一个人的死怎么能承担那么多人的罪？
How could this one person take over the sins of the trillions and billions of people?
我想我们中国人很容易了解这件事情。
And I think it probably is an easier concept for us Chinese.
因为中国人有句话。
Because we have the saying.
有的人的生命是重如泰山。
And some people's life is as heavy as the biggest mountain.
有的人生命是轻如鸿毛。
And some people's life is so little value as light as a piece of feather.
啊，这个由神成为人的这个人，他的生命，他人的生命是重如泰山。
And Jesus, this man who came from God, his life is as significant and as heavy as a huge mountain.
所以他一个人所承担的刑罚可以带所有的罪人 承担刑罚。
And what he received is enough to cover the billions and trillions of people throughout generation.
所以，当这个人耶稣在地上最后一次过逾越节吃逾越节晚餐的时候，他说了刚刚我们所念的话。
That's why this man Jesus, he was able to make that kind of statement at the Last Supper of Passover.
他知道第二天他要为人流血。
Because the very next day he was about to shed blood for all.
第二天他要为人受屈辱。
And he will be insulted and humiliated for man's sake.
他知道第二天他要被钉死在十字架。
He knew he was about to be crucified the next day.
当他这样流血的时候。
When he shed his blood like that.
神在他讲这些话以前五百年所预言的要和人立新约。那个新约就被立了。
And on the cross, the new covenant which has been prophesied 500 some years ago was fulfilled.
我们每一个相信他的人
So everyone who believes in him
接受他为我们受刑罚的结果
accept the consequence through his punishment, the punishment that Jesus received.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
他已经为了我的罪刑罚了耶稣。他为了你的罪刑罚了耶稣。刑罚的代价已经付了。他不能再为你追讨。不能再为我追讨。
Because for our sins, God has punished Jesus Christ. And God is faithful. He can no longer go after us.
但是只有一件事。
But there is one thing needs to be done.
你必须要相信他的做的这件事是承担了你该受的刑罚，我该受的刑罚。
Is that we have to accept, we have to believe what Jesus has done for our sake, that He received the punishment that we deserve, and He took over for us.
你相信吗
？Do you believe that?
你就得到。
If you do, then you have salvation.
假使我有一个很好的礼物。
For example, I have a very nice gift here.
要送给这位姊妹。
And he wants to give it to me.
我告诉他这个礼物有多好多好。
And he explained to me what a great gift that is.
有多贵重。
And how valuable it is.
这个姊妹听了我的话。
And I listened to him.
他说我不相信。
And he said, no, I don't think so.
我不相信这个礼物是会那么好。
And I don't believe this is that precious.
我有没有这个礼物？
Does he have the gift in his hand?
我是愿意给这位姊妹。
Was he willing to give it to me?
但是他说不相信。
But if I do not believe in him,
他就不会接受。
I will not accept it.
他就得不到这个。
Then I will not have that gift.
所以我们要得到神成为人叫耶稣为我们的罪承担了刑罚这个结果我们要得到神所答应的和所信的人所立的约的好处我们就只要相信。
So all we need to do is to believe and accept what God has done through Jesus Christ.
我们相信就得着了。
Once we believe, we have it.
所以各位弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
假使你还没有信
or my friends,
刚刚我讲的信了才会成为神的儿女。
If you have not believed what I just shared, remember, only if you believe, then you can become a child of God.
你还没有信的人，我不能称呼你为弟兄姊妹。
And if you have not believed, I cannot call you brother or sister.
因为神还不是你的父。
Because God is not your father yet.
所以我只能称呼你朋友。
I can only call you my friend.
我希望。
And I wish.
你今天听到了。
After you hear what I said today,
神为我们人做的事情
that what God has done for you,
他愿意跟你立这个约
that God is willing to make a covenant with you,
只要你相信
all you need to do is to believe it,
相信他替你和替
believe,
成千上万多少亿的基督徒所做的事情
Believe what he has done not for, only for you but for billions of people throughout generations
你就得到
Then you can have it
你就可以享受
And you can enjoy him
这个约里面所答应的事情
And the promise in the new covenant
各位弟兄姊妹我们谢谢你
And I thank you brothers and sisters
今天让我们大家在一起。
For this opportunity that we can gather together,
能够来思想神的话。
To meditate upon the words of God.
希望今天你能够很清楚知道神和我所立的约是什么。
I hope after this, you can be much more clear about the covenant that God has made with us.
每天你想到。
Every day when you think about him,
这个约的内容的时候,
think about the contents of the covenant,
你就可以伸向神凭这个约要求。
Then you can talk to God and make your demand based upon the covenant.
因为这是他不能改变的应许。
Because God can never change his promise.
愿神祝福我们每一个。
And may God bless each and every one of us.
谢谢。
Thank you.